we are here with Damodar Krishna Prabhu. Is that right? Your name, full name is Damodar Krishna.
O teu nome completo é Damodar Krishna ou só Damodar?
Damodar.
Okay. We're here with Damodar Prabhu in São Paulo, Brazil. And I've been coming here over the last few years. I think this is my third visit. And I've been watching how this temple has been gradually developing.
Ela está dizendo então que ela está contigo aqui em São Paulo, no Brasil, no templo, e que ela tem vindo várias vezes aqui no Brasil, essa é talvez a terceira vez que ela vem, e todas as vezes que ela veio, ela pôde observar como que gradualmente esse templo foi se manifestando.
And now we're sitting in this beautiful temple, first class temple. It feels like a fairy house. It's so beautiful.
E agora, então, finalmente, nós estamos aqui sentadas nesse templo super bonito que parece uma casa de fadas, de tão bonito que é um conto de fadas.
But what really impresses us about this place and attracts our hearts is that we know it came out of so much sacrifice on the side of Dhamma.
Mas ela diz que, na verdade, o que faz esse templo um lugar tão especial e que atrai o coração dela para esse lugar é que ele é o fruto de tanto sacrifício, especialmente da tua parte.
We know that this originally your own home, family home was here, and you actually knocked it down, and from scratch you began to build this temple according to a particular plan.
E ela sabe que, na verdade, aqui é a casa da tua família, que vocês viviam aqui, e que, pelo teu desejo, tu derrubou tudo, botou tudo no chão, e assim, desde o começo, tu montou esse templo dentro de um plano que tu tinha feito.
So, Damodar Prabhu, can you share something with us about this extraordinary project? What inspired you to do it? What kind of challenges did you face along the way? You don't have to give me the whole story. You know, you don't have so much time. But give us some share something with us.
Então, ela está pedindo que se tu pode dividir com a gente, contar para a gente, né? Como que foi que isso começou, esse desejo? E quais foram, assim, as coisas que aconteceram que te inspiraram para fazer esse serviço? E alguns dos desafios que tu teve para fazer tudo isso, que não precisa ser um relatório cheio de detalhes, mas assim, para tu nos dar uma ideia geral de como esse sonho começou e como tu foi desenvolvendo ele.
Em 2008, eu frequentava o Prema, Casa Prema, restaurante que tinha o templo ali em cima, e na época a Bhuvanamohan Prabhu, Tapasya Maharaj, depois, ele deu uma aula depois de ele voltar para a Índia. Da Índia, a última vez que ele foi para a Índia, em 2008, no Gurupurnima. Eu tenho esse áudio gravado. E ele deu uma aula, depois ele comentou que ele falou com o Gurudeva, particularmente. E ele explicou a situação para o Gurudeva do templo. Você vai traduzindo?
Não, porque... He's saying that. Everything started in 2008. He used to go at the programs in Prema restaurant when Bhuvanamohan was the leader there and have this weekly program. And in 2008, Bhuvanamohan came back from a trip from India. He was there for a few time with Gurudeva, Shlokananda Maharaj. And when he came back, he told to everyone that he spoke about our temple situation in Brazil, in São Paulo city, and that he could privately talk with Gurudeva about having a temple in a city of São Paulo. And then when he talked to Damodar about this, he got very inspired. He was with Gurudeva em Gurupurnima em 2008.
E aí ele explicou para Gurudeva toda a situação, e que era em cima de um restaurante, e A Govinda Mohini nunca ia tirar a gente de lá, né, daquele espaço, mas era necessário um templo, porque não era sempre que tinha programa, enfim, era um comércio junto, né? E aí explicou, e Gurudeva falou que sim, que teria que ter um templo em São Paulo sem mistura.
Then he, talking to Gurudeva, he told Gurudeva that they have this temple, it was above the restaurant, his restaurant, and it was a nice place, a small but nice place, and it was a rented house, and the rent was paid for Govinda Mohini, and she will always support the programs. But there was a restaurant, they're not an everyday program, they don't have continuity. Sometimes when the restaurant was not open, they didn't have programs, and that he was feeling the need that to have a place where he can have regular programs and just Bhakti Yoga without any other functions at the same time in the same building.
Porque em feriado, carnaval, Natal, fechava e não tinha programa, então ele se incomodava com isso, não queria isso.
Especially because he was very upset because when it was Christmas, employees vacations or any holidays, they couldn't have the programs regularly because the place was closed and they cannot open.
E aí Gurudeva falou para Bhuvana que era para fazer um templo sem mistura, analói, né, ele usou esse termo aí que Bhuvana fala, e sem yoga, sem restaurante.
And then Gurudeva told Bhuvana Mohan that he should do a temple without mix, without yoga, without food, without any commerce, just Bhakti Yoga.
E aí ainda a Gurudeva falou, eu permiti em campus ter yoga, mas lá é exclusivo. No lugar que eu permiti a Rohini Shakti fazer, mas eu não quero mais isso no Brasil.
Then he told to Bhuvana Mohan that the situation in Campos do Jordão, it was very particular and special, that only Rohini Shakti has this permission to have some kind of yoga practice with the preaching programs and the deities. But he thinks that only Rohini can maintain this kind of program in Brazil, no one else. Then if they want to have some temple, should be in a different way.
Aí o Bhuvana voltou para o Brasil e comunicou todos os devotos e falou, essa era uma vontade que eu tinha, mas agora o Guru também quer.
Then Bhuvana Mohan told for everyone, I always wished for this, but now I'm sure that Gurudeva wants also the same thing, because he told me that he wants.
E se Guru quer, vai acontecer.
And if Gurudeva wants, it's going to happen.
E tudo que é preciso vai acontecer, dinheiro, ele falou tudo, quando o Guru quer, a vontade de Krishna, do Guru, e vai se manifestar.
And he told that when Guru wants something, his energy flows and all the money, all the places, all the people, all of the circumstances, they will be favorable and the temple will appear.
E ele ainda usa um termo forte. Ele, né, você escutou ontem, ele fala agora vai separar os devotos dos não devotos.
And yesterday Prabhu told me and I listened that Bhuvana Mohan told that this kind of enterprise, that the project of building a temple from nothing to the complete appearance will show the real devotees, the real people that is involved with do something for Gurudeva and for his mission.
E o Bhuvana tentou com toda a força que ele tinha, alugar o templo, mas Gurudeva falou, em último caso aluga, mas eu não quero instalar uma Mahaprabhu, eu mesmo vou instalar, ele falou, mas eu não quero instalar uma Mahaprabhu numa casa alugada, porque a deidade não pode ser despejada.
Then they talked about rent someplace, but Gurudeva told, no, it's not good for rent. And you cannot put some deity, some Mahaprabhu deity. He goes to a rental house and then they need to leave. It's not right. We have to have a proper place, a known place to offer to the deity to live. It's his house.
Mas o Guvan, infelizmente, não conseguiu. E ele abandonou o corpo, ele ficou doente. Em 2010 ele abandonou. Isso foi em 2008. E em 2010 ele abandonou o corpo, ele não conseguiu, ele tentou. E foi se manifestar só em começar a obra em 2014.
But then Guvanar Mohan got very sick. And he tried a little, but he had no energy. And he was fighting with cancer for 2 years. And then he disappeared. And he tried a little as much as he could, but he couldn't do much. And then in 2014, then in 2014, Damodara got the energy to put the house down and start the construction of the temple.
Em 2012, Shri Acharya Maharaj falou conosco pelo Skype, numa yoga com o Devabanda, todos os devotos reunidos, e ele falou, a próxima vez que eu vier para o Brasil, eu quero ficar num templo em São Paulo, com um quarto para mim, sem ficar em hotel, sem ficar na casa do devoto, eu quero um templo.
After Guvanar Mohan disappeared, things were a little slow. But then in 2012, they were in Mayuga with Devabandhu and Andapriya. And then Acharya Maharaj, and then we have some Skype connection. And he was preaching for them, and Damodar was very happy hearing. And then Acharya Maharaj told for all of them, I am going to Brazil sometime, and I'll be in Brazil next time. I want a temple with a room just to myself. You need to arrange this. We need to have a temple in São Paulo. And I want a bedroom for me in this temple.
E os devotos,
he got very excited with this.
E os devotos não se animaram, enfim, eles não tinham, né, essa vontade.
And he felt that he was the more excited. Everybody was, oh, this is difficult, maybe it's not possible. But he was not thinking like this. He was thinking, I think I can make it.
Em São Paulo tudo é caro, a Acharya Maharaj não tem noção do que é São Paulo. Mm-hmm. E aqui é tudo difícil, né?
They were thinking, oh, Acharya Maharaj don't know how expensive it is, all the things in São Paulo, how difficult it is to build something in São Paulo. They were thinking more for in this way, but Damodara was thinking differently.
E aí eu comecei a jogar na loteria. Só construir o
templo. Something funny about, because he was, well, I don't have nothing, I have no money. And how can I have money? Then he started to do some gambling on the lottery. Quanto tempo tu fez?
Quase um ano.
More than a year he was gambling in the lottery because he was thinking, maybe Krishna send the money like this. Eu acrescentei que tu estava esperando que Krishna fosse te mandar o dinheiro.
Não, não.
But it's true, he was thinking this.
Aí eu caí na real que ele não queria isso, aí eu parei de jogar.
Okay, one year later, he just realized, well, it's not what Krishna wants from me, I'm gonna stop to do it.
E aí em 2014 eu fui para a Índia, em fevereiro, no festival de Nityananda Prabhu em Ekachakra.
And then in 2014, he went to India first time, and he went to Ekachakra festival.
E aí aconteceram várias coisas lá, para mim assim excepcionais, né? Além de conhecer a Índia.
And he had so beautiful experiences there. He was the first time in India. He was very inspired to be in our ashrams there.
E aí, Matsudana Maharaj, que eu te contei hoje, ele deixou fazer o puja em Vrindavan, na parte de Lagoa Vrindavan-Maharaj.
And one of those special things was that Madhusudan Maharaj was running the ashram in Vrindavana, and he asked to Damodara Prabhu to do samarati for Gurudeva every morning in his veranda. And that was inspiring him so much.
In Navadvipa, Atulananda Prabhu, que era pujari de Govardhana, do Govinda Kunda, e ele ficou doente, e aí Tyagi Maharaj falou assim, eu queria fazer o puja em...
Then he went to Navadvip, and when he got there, the pujari of the Giriraj Govinda Kunda got sick, and Tyagi Maharaj asked him, can you do the arutis and the offerings for Giriraj Govinda Kunda?
E aí eu fiquei 2 semanas fazendo o puja no Govinda Kunda, e Mahaprabhu, que agora a gente tá com Shilasa Dharmara, a gente tava junto no Govinda Kunda.
And he got about 2 weeks like a pujari for this temple in Govinda Kunda, and Mahaprabhu's that belongs to Guru Maharaj was there with Giriraj, and he was a proper pujari for this time in Navadvip, in Govinda Kunda. He felt a lot of inspiration.
E essas 2 semanas para mim foram excepcionais. Né?
These 2 weeks were decisive in his decision. He fought at what I want.
E aí eu voltei, mas nunca imaginei fazer tempo, nada. Mas aqui na minha casa mesmo, né, quando era casa, já tinham sido feitos 4 Vyasapuja de Shila Govinda Maharaj.
Then he came back and he had nothing, just his house, and sometimes he was using the house to do some festivals of appearance day to Shila Govinda Maharaj.
Porque a Govinda Mohini fechava o prema e o Devabanda fechava uma yoga.
Because it was like near Christmas, and in Brazil everybody get vacations in this time of year, and the prema and the yoga were always closed, and he was using his house as a temple, especially for this.
Em 2010, eu me iniciei, recebi a segunda iniciação de Shila Acharya Maharaj em Campos, quando ele veio, e aí eu comecei a fazer puja.
And he thinks that the other thing that's important is that in 2010, he felt a special blessing from Acharya Maharaj when he get his second initiation and started to do some puja service.
E o Bhuvana Mohan abandonou o corpo, o Tapasya Maharaj. Giriraj ficou com a Govinda Mohini quase 1 ano. E aí ela ficou doente e Giriraj veio para ela fazer adoração.
Another thing is that after Tapasya Maharaj disappearance, Giriraj stayed with Govinda Mohini, and she was taking care of him. But she got sick and no one could help her. And then she gave the deity to Damodar. You are going to take care of him forever.
E onde você tá dormindo no quarto do fundo é no templinho.
And there, where is this bedroom, where I am using now in the back, there was the first location of the temple of Giriraj in this land.
E os devotos às vezes vinham ver essa puja de Shila Govinda Maharaj ou algum programa que não dava para fazer no prema ou numa yoga.
And he kept maintaining this kind of programs here, not always, but when prema was not open, the disciples and devotees, they come here and be reunited in programs in this place.
E aí a Márcia um dia virou para mim e falou, a gente podia aumentar o espaço dos devotos, mas era mais um pedaço do tamanho do quarto que já existia.
Then his wife Marcia, she was looking, this movement was growing. There is each time there are more dates and special occasions and programs. It was like a real movement, and she told him, you need to do something big for the devotees. This is a small place. Let's do some reformation, let's broke some wall and do some better place for the devotees, because it's very small.
Eu já estava pensando nisso, mas não tinha falado para ela.
He was thinking about it, but he was afraid of say something for her. That he was wanting to break something in the house, to do a bigger place.
E aí eu chamei um primo meu que é engenheiro civil e comentei com ele que eu queria fazer isso.
Then he called his cousin that is an engineer and asked him suggestions to just to do something a little more comfortable with more space and maybe do some changes in the house, but just this.
E aí ele falou, mas como que é o programa de vocês? É que nem o budismo, que fica meditando sentadinho.
And the engineer was very interested and want to know, how is this kind of program? You just sat down like Buddhist monks and meditate, or what do you do? What's the main activity?
Eu falei, não, tem pessoal que pula.
No, we like to sing and dance, and we jump and we dance.
E ele falou, então tem que fazer uma estrutura reforçada.
Then you need some place that not only is big, but need to be strong.
Reinforced. The foundation needs to be reinforced.
Yes.
E aí, mas ele não acreditava que eu ia fazer. Então demorou, depois de um mês eu voltei a falar com ele. E aí ele falou, mas você quer mesmo fazer?
And then the engineer gave the idea, but he was a little suspicious if Damodar really was going to make it. Then he thought about this about 1 month. And then he reached for the engineer again.
Sorry, suspicious means he was unsure.
Yeah, thinking about, the engineer was not believing that Damodar was going to do some huge reformation.
The engineer was unsure.
Yeah.
Aí ele falou, ó, vai ter que fazer estrutura na tua casa, vai ter que rasgar a parede, mexer no piso, você vai ter que mudar da casa.
He's saying that then he went to talk with the engineer, and the man told, well, many structural changes are needed. You need to do something with iron and lots of... If I don't know how to say in English when you want to do something stronger. To...
I understand.
Yeah,
it's clear.
Okay.
Ele falou assim, de qualquer jeito você vai ter que mudar de casa, você não vai conseguir mudar aqui.
And for doing it, you cannot be living in the house. I need you to go out with your family.
Aí eu falei, não tem problema. Falei pra ele, né?
No problem, I can manage this.
Aí ele olhou para mim e falou, que é um conselho? Ele falou, vai ficar emendado, é reforma. Ele falou, eu se fosse você, derrubaria a casa inteira, deixar no terreno e começa tudo do zero.
Then the engineer told him, well, if you are in the mood of getting out and let me do everything, I can say you, if you are going just to renovate, you are going to spend a lot of money, but it's just a renovation. It's not a thing that's going to be perfect and well done. It's something that's fixed. Why don't you go out with your stuff and we just remove your house, let the brown zero, and do something new and fresh?
Aí eu falei, né, eu tenho que falar com a Márcia agora.
Then he thought, well, now I need to ask Márcia what she thinks about.
E aí eu fui falar com ela. Ela falou, e aí, o que o engenheiro, né, o Ricardo, falou? Eu falei, ele falou que tem que derrubar a casa.
Then he told her, we need to put the house down.
Aí ele falou, ela falou, como assim derrubar a casa?
What? We are going to put the house down?
E ela falou, como é que a gente tem dinheiro para... Por que eu que tomo conta disso, né? Uh-huh. A gente tem dinheiro. Eu falei, ah, pelo menos a casa a gente vai fazer e começar a partir de cima.
Well, then she asked the principal question is, we got the money for this, we are going to have money for this. And he told, well, we have for our house. We can build our house and let the foundation from the new temple and then start to do the temple.
Tem que demorar anos para terminar, porque o Bhuvana pediu isso, Tapasya Maharaj, em 2008. Hoje é 2014, quer dizer, já tem 6 anos. Se demorar mais 6 anos, tá bom.
Because he was thinking, even that I take more than 6 years, Bhuvana asked this in 2008. It was 2014, 6 years had passed. And then he thought, maybe I can take more 6 years to finish the temple, but I'm going to do it.
Sorry, it wasn't so clear what you were saying. She said, do we have money? And
he told that, yes, we have to build the house, the first floor.
They had some money for that?
Yes, for the beginning.
Okay.
To their house, the first floor.
They had enough money to start.
To start.
I see.
Yes.
So
with the money, they could let their house in the first floor done. And the foundation to do the temple above the house later.
Okay, because here this building actually has 2 levels.
Yes.
So we have to explain for them.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
This building has 2 levels. The lower floor is Damodar and Marsha, his wife, their residence. And then the upper floor is the temple. So
yes.
They had some savings.
Yes.
Which was sufficient to build their own residence.
Yes.
And so Damodar thought, well, as we're building, we'll collect money and persons will give contributions.
Yes.
Like that.
Yes.
Okay, now it's clear.
Uh-huh. E aí a Marcia ficou quieta pensando, e aí ela perguntou, mas é isso que você quer?
Then Marcia thought about and she wanna be sure that it was really what Damodar wants.
E aí eu falei, é. Eu falei, é isso que eu quero. Aí ela falou, então vamos derrubar a casa.
Then he assured her that it was his desire, he wanna do this project and he wanna put all his energy, and then they decided, let's do it.
E aí eu fui atrás de empresa para demolir a casa, contratei a empresa e não tinha onde morar. Aí a gente saiu procurando casa aqui perto para ficar próximo da obra. Aqui, né?
Then he started to find people to do the demolition and the search for a house, for a rental house here in the neighborhood, because he wanna be next to the project to take care of everything.
E aí na última hora apareceu uma casa naquela rua que nós subimos, né?
And he just rent a house in the street where we passed the day we went to it. Very, you do remember some hill, little hill that we are? There he was living there, about 2 blocks from here.
Uma casa antiga, mas menor do que a minha que eu tinha, mas deu pra, porque eu tinha 5 cachorros na época.
He rented this house, it was a little one, but he could accommodate all his family, and at that time he had 5 dogs, and the dogs needed to live there in a small space.
E aí nós alugamos a casa, derrubou a casa, tem fotos disso, né, e todo o processo, e começou a obra.
And everything started. They put the house down and they cleaned the ground, and he took some photographic recording of everything that happens, like all process. He has all the steps in photographs.
E aí meu primo mandou analisar o solo para ficar forte, e aqui é um solo ruim, é argiloso, e aí teve que fazer a fundação como se fosse um prédio mesmo.
And the first challenge was that when they take the house out, the ground was not so nice. It was like a clay. And the foundation costed a lot of money. It was the first challenge because it costed so much.
E a fundação tem 15 metros para baixo do solo.
Wow, and the foundation needed to be 15 meters below ground.
E isso aí aumentou o custo da obra.
Yeah, the money was drained for the foundation.
E a obra foi tocando, e aí eu comprei toda a parte de piso, azulejo, tanto para o templo como para minha casa.
And to save money, every time he got some extra money, he was buying things like this, floor, inks, or doors, and he was storing it in the little house where he was living with Marcia, five dogs, and a son.
And where was money coming? Were persons giving donations, or?
As pessoas estavam te dando doação para comprar coisas. Their personal incomes.
Uh-huh.
From Marcia and Amodar.
Sete bacias de banheiro, sete pia.
Everything for bathrooms, things for the kitchen. He was just, he saw some money and he bought this. Because he knew, well, maybe in 1 year I will need this, and now I have the money that I'm going to take and take with me. I'm going to buy and take with me for the future in the construction.
E se deixasse aqui, iam roubar os pedreiros, enfim. E então, ia tudo para a casa que eu estava morando.
In the end, he was living in a storage because he couldn't let things here. He was afraid that people will steal them. They have put this material for all the house. Every place was filled with material for the building.
Tinha piso na cozinha, na lavanderia.
For kitchen, laundry,
no quarto,
bedroom. Everywhere is a storage.
Não conseguia nem andar direito.
They was just like doing detours inside the house to go from some place to other.
Aí depois de 1 ano e 2 meses, nós retornamos para a casa que estava pronta.
And the house get ready in 1 year and 2 months. And then they came back to their house.
Their personal residence,
yes.
Here on the ground floor, that,
yes,
was ready.
Yes,
after one year.
1 year and 2 months.
So then they moved back here.
Moved back.
E aqui em cima continua a obra. Eu morando lá embaixo.
And then the construction of the temple was going away. He was trying to do something and he was living here. Then personally he was working in the construction of the temple.
E aí o dinheiro foi acabando.
Then the money was finishing. Their savings were finishing.
Aí eu emprestei dinheiro do banco.
Then he took some money from the bank.
E o dinheiro acabou.
And this money also finished.
Aí eu pedi dinheiro emprestado para um amigo.
Then he took money.
You mean he took a loan?
Yes,
he
a loan.
Borrowed money.
Yeah, he borrowed money in the bank. This money finished. Then he borrowed some money for a friend.
E até o filho da Márcia emprestou para a gente.
And even Márcia's son. Borrowed him money to finish.
E aí eu pedi para a Tiara Maharaj dinheiro dos livros, a missão, uma parte dele, pagando juro, enfim. E aí ele me emprestou.
And then, as we had some money in an account for books in our mission, a Tiara Maharaj gave permission to him to take this money as a borrow, but later he was
loan.
It's a loan, and after he is going to give back.
E aí o dinheiro acabou.
And all this money finished.
E aí eu mandei os pedreiros embora.
Then he needed to stop the building for a while.
E aí eu comecei a fazer a obra.
And he started to work by himself alone. Doing this, the walls, everything.
E aí eu coloquei todo o piso do templo todo.
At this time he put all this covering in the floor. How is the name of the
tiles?
Yes, he put all the tiles in all the temple by himself alone.
E aí demorou, porque sozinho e eu não tinha prática de fazer.
As he didn't know how to make it, he had no practice in doing it or experience in doing it, it took a long, long time for him. He would need to think a lot before start.
E aí a Márcia me ajudava também.
E Márcia helping him.
Pintar porta, lixar porta.
With painting, all that simple stuff.
Carregar saco de cimento.
And put some bags with cement in the bag and bring up.
E aí foi indo, eu consegui terminar a parte de piso.
And then he finished every all the things that we need to be inside the building.
E aí a gente, na verdade, tirou tudo que era conforto material, né? E em restaurante, e a Márcia, mandamos a faxineira embora, que era uma vez por semana. A Márcia até hoje, ela faz tudo sozinha lá embaixo, limpando. Porque todo o dinheiro vinha pro tempo, todo o dinheiro pro tempo.
And they gave up all the material comfort. They don't have a help to clean the house that Marcia used to have. And she changed for a job where she works more and gets more money. And they don't go out, they just put all the energy to finish all the things were missing.
E ela nunca reclamou, ela sempre incentivando. E aí quando ia comprar algum produto, porta, maçaneta, pro templo, sempre na qualidade da casa, não inferior, né? E ela também apoiava isso, né?
Marcia is the person who gave all the support, because she was always happy to see the temple growing, and she never complained. She was always supportive, and when Damodara was going to buy something, like he was going to buy a door for the temple, she always was telling him, you buy the first class, don't buy in an inferior quality of the things we have in our house. You need to buy better for the temple than the things we have in our house.
E aí foi concluído devagar, ainda não está pronto, tem algumas coisas que eu quero fazer ainda, decoração.
He's saying that it's not ready yet. There are some things that he want to do, like some decoration that he wants to increase in the altar and otherwise.
Mas a inspiração veio justamente do Bhuvana falando que era a vontade do Gurudeva. E eu, na verdade, não conheci o Gurudeva pessoalmente, então...
But the main inspiration of all of this is that Bhuvana Mohan spoke with Gurudeva about this specific topic, and he never met Gurudeva in person. His connection with Gurudeva is strong and came from Bhuvana Mohan. And when Bhuvana told that Gurudeva's desire was to have this temple in São Paulo, that gave him strength.
E aí a Chana Maharaj pediu aquele dia também, e foi um reforço forte, e ainda mais que todo mundo ficou falando que era impossível, né, que São Paulo era impossível.
And also the second ask from Acharya Maharaj, then
second request,
yes, because Gurudeva asked for in 2008. And then in que ano foi que Acharya Maharaj foi? 2012, né? Acharya Maharaj asked again. We need a temple in São Paulo. And he was very inspired, because everybody was telling him, wow, this is impossible. No one can make it. This is something that will never going to happen. And he was thinking, no, I don't think like this.
Mas... na verdade, eu não pensei, vou fazer um templo. Quando aconteceu, já foi assim, né? Nunca tinha planejado, e aconteceu, então.
But it was not something that he got some dream or some big plan. Something, the things were just happening. And in this rhythm that things happen, the temple appeared.
E Ananga Krishna Prabhu também, ele queria um espaço em São Paulo para não ficar em casa de grihasta, com mulher, casal, assim, né?
And he says that many times Ananga Krishna Prabhu told him that it was very nice if we had a space in São Paulo where he can stay without being a house with a family, grihasta, devotees. It was more appropriate.
Mas a história é mais ou menos essa.
This is what happened.
It's very wonderful to hear Damodar Prabhu recounting this history and this inspiration. I'm especially impressed by Marsha because she's not following what we're following. Her faith is not like our faith, but she's given incredible support to you.
Ela está dizendo que é muito bonito saber a história toda, né, que tu contou, mas o que mais impressiona ela é esse apoio todo que a Márcia está te dando sempre, né? Que ela, na verdade, ela não está praticando como a gente, ela não está envolvida como a gente, mas ela é a pessoa que mais apoiou sempre o teu projeto.
But somehow she feels in her heart this is something good.
Mas que de alguma forma ela sabe no coração dela que isso aqui é uma coisa muito boa.
And I feel it's not only because of her relationship with you, because she loves you, she's your wife, but she really feels in her heart this is something real.
Ela tem a impressão de que isso que a Márcia está fazendo não é só porque ela é tua esposa e porque ela te ama, mas também porque ela tem um coração aqui onde ela pode sentir de verdade o que significa ter esse lugar aqui.
And another element to this project, which I know Damodar won't mention because he's very humble, is that his health is very, very poor.
E ela sabe também que um aspecto que tu não mencionou, porque tu é uma pessoa muito humilde, é que a tua saúde é bem ruizinha, né? Não é muito fácil fazer o que tu fez com a saúdezinha que tu tem.
I know that he has very advanced diabetes and that there are so many complications he has to deal with.
Ela disse que ela sabe que tu teve muitas complicações com diabetes e outras coisas, que é muito difícil lidar com isso tudo e ainda fazer toda essa aula.
So Damodar Prabhu, when you began this project, you had to face many challenges. Now you've completed the first part of the project. Now you're facing the challenge of running the temple and maintaining the temple, inspiring a community, bringing newcomers. This is a whole new set of challenges for you. So how are you facing this?
Então ela está dizendo que então vai mudar agora. Finalmente tu terminou a primeira parte desse desafio, né? Tu
conseguiu
construir um templo e ter tudo isso funcionando. E não foi fácil, teve vários problemas, mas tu conseguiu. Mas agora é uma nova fase que tu tem pela frente, que é de manter esse projeto, que é de fazer ele funcionar e de atrair as pessoas e fazer com que os discípulos venham, né? Que as pessoas da nossa comunidade participem do teu projeto. Como que tu tá encarando essa situação?
É mais difícil do que a construção.
He's saying that this is more difficult than build this temple. Building is easy.
Mas eu vou pra rua. Se eu for sozinho, mas eu vou pra rua.
But he is going to preach on the streets. Even that, I need to go by myself, I'm going to preach on the streets.
Se alguém quiser ir, lógico que vai ser melhor.
He's going to invite people, and if someone wants to come with him, much better.
E agora tive com o Shri Chara Maharaj na Índia, em março, né? Fevereiro, março. E aí ele falou, você tem que pregar na rua, vocês têm que pregar na rua. Ele falou, porque você coloca o fogo e Krishna dá o vento para o fogo pegar.
And he wants to preach out on the streets because Acharya Maharaj told him when he was in India for Gaura Purnima 2018 that you need to go with all the devotees to the streets to preach because you put fire for Krishna and he will give you the wind and then the fire will spread. Then you go and everything is gonna happen.
E vou fazer o serviço, mas o resultado pertence a Gurudeva, lá, Prabhu.
He's going to do it, but he knows that the results, the fruits of this, don't belong to him. It's from Gurudeva, from Mahaprabhu. It's not for him.
Mas eu vejo que tem algo por trás, porque os obstáculos são retirados assim devagarinho. Devotos, não vou falar o nome, mas que perturbam o ambiente, estão se afastando.
He feels that there is so much protection for this project because many obstacles were miraculously removed. Like people that gave so much opposition just went away. Situations that were not favorable resolved by itself. He feels like this positive flow is with him. And he has this strong feeling that doing something that is good.
So you feel very hopeful for the future of this ashram.
Então tu está bem esperançoso para o futuro deste ashram.
E eu fiquei mais com mais energia, a bateria carregada com ela vindo aqui.
And he's saying yes, and now that you are here, my battery is full charge. You gave some much energy for the batteries of the temple.
And what inspires you the most, day by day? What inspires you the most to continue?
Mas na vida do dia a dia, o que que mais te inspira para continuar a tua vida?
O sadhana.
Practice the sadhana.
A Tcharama, há alguns anos atrás, porque na verdade eu ia no Prema até 2010 e eu ia de sábado, cantava as 4 rondas por dia na Japamala e lia porque eu gosto de ler, mas não tinha inspiração assim, era tipo um católico. Cumpria minha obrigação.
Until 2010, he was just doing the basic. He chanted 4 rounds of Japamala, read because he likes to read, and participate of the programs in Prema on Saturdays.
E o pessoal às vezes ia pro parque e fazia sankirtan, ia.
That time, when people went to the parks to do Harinama Sankirtan, he was not with them. He just don't like this. He didn't like it.
E aí Bhuvana ficou muito doente.
Then Bhuvana got very sick.
E eu era macrobiótico na época.
And he was a practitioner of macrobiotic food.
Who?
Damodar Brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
E a macrobiótica que me fez eu voltar a enxergar, eu enxergo mal hoje, mas ela que me segurou todo esse tempo.
He is saying that because of this kind of food, he could see a little bit better because he was almost completely blind.
And because of the diabetes.
Yes, and now, por causa da diabetes? Yes. And how he became a macrobiotic practitioner, he regained his capacity to see much better. Now he sees, his seeing is not good, but it's enough for his life.
Eu demoro para acender a vela.
You don't know where is the lamp, where is the fire when he's doing arati.
E aí eu falei pro Bhuvana, aí eu comecei a levar a boga no Prema.
Then, as Bhuvana Mohan was sick, he started he was in a need of cook for something for offerings in the Prema's house, in the program, because Bhuvana Mohan was the cook and he was sick. Then his service was increased with this. Now I have to cook and take the prasada for Prema.
E aí ele se sentia bem com a alimentação que eu levava.
And he was cooking macrobiotics. And Bhuvana was feeling very healthy with this food.
He was cooking for Bhuvana also?
Just for the program.
Okay. Bhuvana was still attending the program.
Yes, yes. Tapas Maharaj estava lá nos programas. Sim. E tu estava cozinhando, mas tu levava comida quando ele... Vocês iam no programa.
Todo sábado.
Yes, yes, in the Saturdays.
E aí ele comia só o que eu levava depois.
Aí ele ficava com o que sobrava e ficava comendo?
Não, ele comia no programa. E aí ele pediu para eu ajudar ele e aí eu comecei a morar com ele.
Then he felt that this kind of food was so good for him that he asked Damodara, can you move to me in my house? Then you can cook for me every day.
E aí eu ia segunda de manhã pro Prema, né, e voltava para casa sábado à noite.
Then he went to be with Bhuvana from Monday to Saturday and just come back on Saturday night to his house and spend just the Sunday with his family and go back on the Monday to cook for Bhuvana.
E aí eu falei pra Márcia, falei, ó, oh, vou ajudar ele. Ela falou, não, vai, ele tá precisando, vou ajudar.
And Márcia accepted because he was with cancer, what can you say? He's getting better with this treatment, then let's do it.
E aí ficou mais ou menos meio ano eu cozinhando pra ele e fazendo massagem nele, que eu também sou massagista.
Oh, and he also is a masseuse.
Masseur. That is massage.
Yes, and then he... cook and he does some massage to Maharaj and he is getting better.
Shiatsu, Doin.
Very, Shiatsu and Doin are chiropractic. He was learning things to help Bhuvana.
Mas só para ele, não faço para ninguém.
But just for him, just for helps in his treatment, for no one else.
E quando a Marcia tá ruim da coluna,
Or he helps Marcia when he's bad in her back.
E aí ele se sentia bem, ele melhorou, mas ele estava com câncer bem avançado.
And he then Bhuvana Maharaj was feeling better, but the disease was very advanced.
E aí Shachara Maharaj veio em 2010 e eu fiquei com Bhuvana lá na casa do Dhananda Krishna, cozinhando com Bhuvana.
And then also when we had this big festival that Acharya Maharaj came in Brazil in 2010, he was in a very intense service taking care of Bhuvana Mohan, that then took sannyasi and became Tapasi Maharaj.
E aí participava das reuniões dele, porque eu ia dar remédio para ele, ele falava, fica aqui, fica aqui, a cúpula tá aqui.
And he felt like he wanna be with these guys, with these men that are running our mission and serving them. And
sorry, who are you talking about? The sannyasis?
Yes, yes.
Charja Maharaj.
Yes, yes.
Janardhan Maharaj, Ashram Maharaj, yes, they were,
yes,
here.
Because all of them stayed at Trivikrama's Maharaj's house in the ashram. And he was there in the house serving Tapasi Maharaj. But Tapasi Maharaj was saying, stay here, be with us, serve everyone, be part of this group.
E aí ele recebeu Vanaprasa no outro dia sannyasi, e ele voltou para São Paulo, e eu voltei para casa dele, mas aí ele foi internado no hospital bem ruim.
Few days after he received sannyasi, then the festival in Campos do Jordão ended, and they came back to São Paulo, and a few days later, he went to the hospital, and he never got better.
E aí eu fiquei com ele no hospital também o tempo todo, e consegui ficar na UTI com ele, porque ele ficava bravo, ele ficava desesperado quando eu saía de perto dele, então eles permitiram que eu ficasse o dia inteiro, porque a UTI tem horários, né?
He could take care of Tapasi Maharaj 24 hours in the hospital. Even in the special care unit, they allowed Damodara to be there because Maharaj was very disturbed when Damodara was not besides him.
E aí ele abandonou o corpo.
And then he abandoned his bed.
Left his body.
Left his body.
E aí parece que o serviço começou a aparecer.
And he thinks that was like a landmark. The service just came in front of him. Many, much service. Kinds of service. Different services.
Aí eu tirei a foto do Giriraj e eu fazia um puja para ele. Fiz um ano de puja aqui só na foto. Arati, Goga.
And he had a picture of Sri Giriraj. And he used it to do puja every day in the picture of this Giriraj.
E aí ele veio.
And then he came.
Pessoalmente.
He came in person.
Yeah, to live here in Samadhan.
E aí começou a aumentar o seva e eu comecei a mandar os e-mails com os festivais, quem era a Gadadara Pandit, Sobe Padam Modari.
He started to do many services and he created a huge mail list.
Mailing list
to send news about the mission and the special days, what the days mean, what the holidays mean, the festivals, with texts and the kadashis that quem que traduzia pra ti na época?
Eu pegava do Chaitanya Charitamrita, do Bhagavatam.
He collected in very, very various books like Chaitanya Charitamrita or even Bhagavatam and send it to the devotees, doing some movement.
Aí eu digitava no computador e divulgava para todo mundo, porque eu perguntava para os devotos antigos quem era o Mandaroi e ninguém sabia me responder, o governo já tinha ido. E aí eu comprei os livros, mas eu falei, só eu vou saber, ninguém sabe, aí eu comecei a divulgar para as pessoas. Né?
Because he had this preoccupation that now Tapasi Maharaj has gone and no one knows anything. If you ask for a devotee, who is Ramananda Roy? Nobody knows. Then I felt like, now that Tapas Maharaj is not here, no one is going to know anything more. He was our source and he is gone. Then he felt this need of do something for the people that Tapas Maharaj should be doing and couldn't.
E até a Chaitanya Moy, eu nem sabia quem era Chaitanya Moy na época. Mas me passaram a lista de e-mail e eu mandava para ela e ela contou para nós estudando na Maharaj. E aí eu, inclusive, mandei artigos do Chaitanya Charitamrita, ele colocou no site oficial e ele ficou feliz que estava sendo feito esse trabalho aqui.
At that time, Chaitanya Moy from Brazil was living in Navadvip. And she showed this service for Madhusudan Maharaj. And somehow his messages were in our site Misho official. Matsudan Maharaj used many of his posts and messages in our site and gave his blessings for the service.
E aí acabou o livrinho Bhakti Yoga, que foi o Tapas Maharaj que fez o conteúdo, e eu falei com os devotos para publicar, para a gente divulgar, né, fazer a pregação. Não quiseram porque ia gastar dinheiro e não dava resultado. E aí eu não me conformava com isso, aí eu juntei dinheiro e publiquei 10 mil exemplares.
Also, this booklet, Bhakti Yoga, was some service that Tapasi Maharaj was made many years ago, and it was finishing, and he printed by his own money. Quantos tu imprimiu primeira vez?
10 mil.
10,000 booklets. And he distributed even to all the preaching centers in Brazil and from devotees to free distribution. He was trying to do what Tapasi Maharaj supposed to be doing, would like that he would be doing.
Oh, well, I think we're running out of time. It's actually getting a little late. This has been much more than I was expecting, actually.
Ela disse que a gente está em cima da hora aqui, mas que ela disse que a entrevista foi muito mais do que ela estava esperando.
It's really astonishing and hugely inspiring to hear how much has gone, you know, behind this project, what Jamdabhu has been through and how he's he's overcome that.
Ela disse que é impressionante, ela ficou muito admirada, porque agora ela sabe muita coisa da história que aconteceu, que fica nos bastidores, que fica escondida, e que mostra, assim, o tanto que tu fez, de tanto sacrifício, tantas coisas que aconteceram, até algum tempo já tá feito.
Srila Sridhar Maharaja, Param Gurudev, tells us, dive deep into reality.
Ela está dizendo que nosso Parama Guru, Srila Sridhara Maharaja, dizia, né, mergulhe fundo, dive deep into reality, mergulhe fundo na sua verdade.
And we see Damodar Guru, he is really diving deep.
E ela está vendo que tu está realmente mergulhando fundo.
He's diving deep into the world of sacrifice, giving, dedication.
Mergulhando fundo no mundo de sacrifício, de doação e de dedicação.
Yeah, his service, taking care of Bhuva Mohanprabhu, who later became Tapasvi Maharaj, and his service and manifesting this temple.
Então, todo esse serviço de cuidado, Bhuvana, que depois se tornou Tapasvi Maharaj, tu continuou cuidando, e depois cuidar do serviço dele, manifestar o templo.
And now we see how you're developing, strengthening your relationship with the community, and we see they are inspired by your example.
E ela está vendo, observando as pessoas aqui no templo, que o teu relacionamento com os devotos aqui está inspirando eles. Eles estão vendo a tua dedicação e a tua dedicação está inspirando eles.
When I talk to Trivi Pramar, she always tells me about Damodar.
E toda vez que ela falava sempre com Trivi Pramaraj, ele sempre falava de Damodar.
You're the main person who's inspiring him to keep going.
Tu é a pessoa que está mais inspirando ele para continuar.
No, you're a focal point in his service life.
Que esse ponto focal que tu tem na tua vida de serviço.
And I think the whole Brazilian community, our whole world community, can be very proud that we have somebody like yourself.
Que toda a comunidade do Brasil e toda a comunidade do mundo inteiro pode ficar muito orgulhosa de ter um servidor como tu.
Really, showing a very great example for us.
Tu tá nos dando um super exemplo, um grande exemplo.
Whatever little we can do, we are very happy to give some support.
E seja lá o que for que tu fizer, nós vamos todos ficar muito felizes de dar algum apoio.
It's a privilege for me to be here, to be able to stay in this temple a few days.
É um privilégio para ela estar aqui e ficar nesse templo por alguns dias.
It's been wonderful doing the evening programs with the devotees.
Foi maravilhoso para ela fazer os programas à noite com os devotos.
And also just being in this temple throughout the day has been a very wonderful experience.
E ela disse que mesmo ficar aqui no templo durante o dia tem sido uma experiência muito boa.
Actually, when I'm here, I feel like I'm in our Calcutta ashram, Dum Dum Park.
Ela sente que aqui é como quando ela estava em Dum Dum Park, lá em Calcutta.
The environment, the noises, the scenery reminds me very much.
O meio ambiente, os cenários, os barulhos lembram muito para ela o nosso ashram de Calcutta.
The knocking, the construction going on next door.
Now we finished, he stops the knock.
Yeah, now it's not knocking.
Yeah. Ela disse as batidas, os pedreiros, todo mundo batendo. Aí eu mexi com ela, agora que nós terminamos, o cara parou de bater.
The other day I heard some particular knock and it sounded just like Srila Gurudev's cane. In Calcutta, every day in the afternoons, about 4 o'clock, Srila Gurudev used to go out. And when he take the first step out of his door, he hit his cane on the ground, and I would be upstairs in the ladies' quarters, and you know, we would all hear the, oh, Gurudev's going out, then we all go rushing down.
Ela está dizendo que ela ouviu um barulho muito particular aqui esses dias, que é exatamente igual a um barulho que Gurudeva fazia com a bengala dele. Que todos os dias, pelas 4 horas da tarde, ele saía para dar uma voltinha, e que na hora que ele ia sair da varanda dele, ele batia com a bengala no chão. E ela estava junto com as outras moças, nos quartos das moças, em cima da varanda dele, né? E que elas ouviam a bengala do Gurudeva bater e elas desciam correndo para ver onde que ele estava.
The atmosphere is very bright. I feel Srila Gurudev is present here.
E ela disse que a atmosfera do templo é muito brilhante, que ela sente a presença de Gurudeva aqui.